This is your Daily Mind Medicine.
What's up, crew? Happy Tuesday morning. Hope you're feeling lit. It is an amazing time to be alive. Had an amazing week last week speaking in front of a group of business leaders. I am so passionate about this idea of getting into the right room, because when I was getting started in my career, there was nobody around me that had the things that I wanted. And that's not a knock on them. It's just to say that, you know, you grow up with your crew and your crew is kind of like you and you're like your crew. And I made a decision one day. I was like, I've got to find some new people that can challenge me. And it's amazing how accessible these rooms can be. Like, I'll just give you an example. Like, so we've got an event coming up in a couple of weeks. We're going to the mountains, talking about operations, people, profit. And then we've got an event in March. We have two events in April, an event in June, two events in July. I mean, every single month we have this opportunity. You can get in the room. And when you get in the room, something changes about you, because human beings, we literally consume energy and we model and mirror that energy. And so anyways, that has nothing to do with what I want to talk to you about today, but I'm just saying, like, you're literally, you're probably like just a couple of people away from getting some significant aha breakthrough in your life. So let's talk about belief for a second. By the way, belief is another thing that is extremely impressionable. Belief is contagious. Energy is contagious. And there are two main types of belief. The first belief comes from facts and figures, and it's because you're seeing it. You believe it because you see it. You're believing the things that you see. This is like the basic what we learn as kids. You know, 2 + 2 = 4. We can see that. The sun comes up in the morning. We can see that. This person doesn't like me because they said that. Is you can believe it because you see it. The second type of belief, though, and this is far more powerful, is you begin to see it because you believe it. This is a wild concept. In fact, I have a very intense and complete holistic certification program called Belief Architecture around this. It's a dozen hours of curriculum with homework and workbooks, and it's really, really cool. It's a special piece of curriculum that I created through a really hard season of my life. But there's levels of power that you can only get when you can believe despite not seeing what you're believing for. And so because you believe it, you begin to look for it. And as you look for it, life begins to give it to you. This is the second type of belief, and this is the undercurrent of some of the most powerful, successful people in the history of the world, okay? They were so committed to something that they believed that it was there even before they could see it. And because they believed it, life started noticing and started giving it to them. You've heard the saying, like, you're going to get what you look for. Well, most of the time, like, we get in really dangerous spots and we're like, we're really worried that an investment's not going to pay out or pay off. We're worried about losing money. We're worried about what someone's going to say if we say this to them. We're worried about what a mom and dad are going to think if we post on Facebook. It's like, look, yo, you are creating this cage and this prison for yourself, because what you're looking for, you will ultimately find. And so be really careful about having this avoidant mentality where you're so fearful to advance that, like a self-fulfilling prophecy, the things you're most afraid of are actually coming true because of your inactivity and your action. Belief comes first and seeing comes second. And we all go through this where we reach a point of no return. We get to a position and a place in our life where no matter come, you know, hell or high water, no matter what happens, who believes in me, who doesn't, I will be successful in this area or this venture because I must. That's when your belief becomes a source of power and a source of fuel. So let's make sure we're operating according to the right belief system. There are two different rails that you can run on. I don't know about you, but I'd rather have the ability to control my situation and circumstances through the right beliefs, the right energy, and ultimately the right environment. Love you. Adios.